Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Adam Smith. Welcome back to the official England podcast. We're all still gutted from that result. England so close, losing on penalties in the final of Euro 2020. But the lads did us so proud over the tournament. And here's what they had to say after the game.
Listening to the official England podcast.
Penalty shootouts are the worst way to lose. Yeah, it's obviously disappointing, but we've got to hold our heads held high. You know, we had a fantastic tournament. It hurts now. It's going to hurt for a long time, of course. But the boys should be proud of themselves. So we'll get on with it, dust ourselves down and get ready for the next tournament. I think when we look back, maybe in a month or so, we'll appreciate what we've done, appreciate the love and the togetherness that we've shown the country, and it's been amazing to be a part of, for sure. But we're footballers, we're winners, we're sportsmen, we want to win in everything we do, so of course it's going to hurt, it's going to be hard to take. But yeah, the bigger picture, we've got further in the tournament, our first final in 55 years, so now we've got to build on this. We've got a great young squad, they'll learn from this, we'll all learn from this, and hopefully we can progress even further next year. Started really well. Obviously, I think sometimes when you score early, the tendency is to kind of drop deep and try and hold on to that lead. And we've done that well for 60-odd minutes. And then obviously a set piece that fell their way and they managed to equalise. After that, we maybe got back into the game. I thought extra time, we grew into the game even more, a few half chances. But overall, obviously we didn't win. So it's going to hurt. Credit to Italy, they're a fantastic side. So yeah, we just have to move on now.
In terms of the players, they've given everything they could have, not only tonight, but through the whole tournament. They should hold their heads high. You know, they're a team who have pulled together, have given the country some incredible evenings. But of course, tonight, the devastation of getting so close and not being able to give our country the trophy that we wanted to is difficult to put into context. You can imagine how the dressing room is. So that of course, is difficult to put into words at the moment. But yeah, in terms of the players, they've given absolutely everything, and I'm very proud of them. We win and lose as a team, and the penalty takers are my call. You know, we've worked on them in training. That's my decision. That's not down to the players. Tonight, it hasn't gone for us, but we know they were the best takers that we had left on the pitch. We tried to get those players onto the pitch. We'd already had to take a couple off during the game itself. So, yeah, of course, it's going to be heartbreaking for the boys, but they're not to blame for that. That's my call as the coach. At the moment, the players are understandably, you know, really quiet. I mean, they've just had the Dukes been down to see them in the dressing room, and has rightly thanked them for what they've done and been fulsome in his praise. I just said to them that we could have no recriminations. We win and lose together. Nobody is left out on their own. So in terms of the players, they should be incredibly proud of what they've done. Tonight's hard, of course, because to get so close, you know, those opportunities in your life are incredibly rare. But credit to Italy. I think they've been outstanding the whole tournament, and the way they used the ball tonight was a little bit better than us, and I think they were strong enough in defence to stop us really creating anything consistently on their goal. I think we built strong bonds in Russia. That's continued through this tournament. So I don't know. Of course, tonight the balloon is burst, isn't it? And the feeling around the country will be very empty. I know that's hard for everybody to take. We wanted to give everybody one more night that would continue the biggest party ever. We haven't been able to do that, but I hope that we've given everybody some incredible memories, and the players especially should feel very proud of what they've done.
So let's have a look at the reaction on social media. Italy tweeted, "It's coming Rome." Tottenham Hotspur tweeted, "You did your country proud, Harry Kane." Arsenal tweeted, "Football can be so cruel, but for your personality, for your character, for your bravery, we'll always be proud of you, and we can't wait to have you back with us, Bukayo Saka." Jesse Lingard tweeted, "Proud of the boys, keep your heads up." As for Gary Lineker, he said, "This is not the end for this young England side. It's just the beginning. Congratulations to Azzurri. You deserved it. Hold your heads up high, lads. Very high. Unbelievably proud of what you've achieved. You deserved it." Theo Walcott said, "Hold your heads high, lads. Very high. Unbelievably proud of what you've achieved and brought so many people together in the country." As for Michael Owen, he just put, "Heartbreaking. But this squad has a bright future, and they've lifted the nation both on and off the pitch after a shocking year or so. Bring on the World Cup in Qatar." Jamie Carragher said, "Never easy to take a penalty. Even more pressure when you're brought on for that reason. England have had a great tournament, but Italy just deserved it." Karl Anka said, "This England team conceded twice over the course of Euro 2020. They're a good young side with a coach who gets it. This is nowhere near the end." Well said, Karl. So that is all we have time for on today's official England podcast. I'm absolutely gutted with the result. Of course we all are that England didn't manage to lift the trophy, but let's not forget how proud this group of players has made us. This is the furthest that England's men's senior team have ever got in their football history at a Euros. Let's not forget that. Let's be very proud of this group of players, and fear not, this isn't the last pod. I will be back tomorrow to get a reflection on the whole tournament, and I'm pleased to say I'll be joined by a couple of England legends. So hit that subscribe button and I'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.